The Council of Licensed Firearms Owners hopes the Royal Commission's report into the Christchurch mosque attack will show its members didn't fail the country. The high-level investigation into what exactly security agencies knew about the terrorist before the shootings and what it did with that information will be handed over in its report to the Governor-General today. Nearly 400 people were interviewed as part of the investigation, including members of Muslim communities, the Prime Minister, the heads of the spy agencies and the terrorist. The Council's Chair, Michael Dowling, told our political reporter, Katie Scotcher, members are looking forward to reading the final report and want to know what went wrong.
We're very keen to have the time to read the report, assess the findings of the report, and be able to engage in a conversation if other elements have been established that should be improved.
What's your ideal outcome of this report?
That it's not redacted. In regard to...
In terms of the findings when it comes to firearm legislation?
Yes. We understand elements will have to be redacted. For instance, the intelligence community has legislation that allows their actions to be redacted, and we can understand that. But it's in regard to the public firearms legislation that we have to operate under. We want to see what went wrong, and we want to engage in a conversation where things haven't been rectified. We want to engage in a conversation to have those elements rectified, but also some of our members want it to reflect that we weren't the ones that failed the country.
And that was Michael Dowling speaking to our political reporter, Katie Scotcher.